AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Officials say the 26.8 inches of snow that fell in New York City's Central Park is the second most recorded snowfall since records were kept back in 1869. Would you believe this year's total missed the record snowfall by just 0.1 inch? In the meantime, travel by unauthorized vehicles is banned in the Big Apple. Mayor Bill de Blasio says drivers who defy the ban will be ticketed.
People go out now after this much time, after this many warnings, are asking for enforcement.
The travel ban could be lifted by early Sunday morning. No word yet on above-ground train service in New York City. The metro system is still shut down in Washington, D.C., as are two major interstates in Maryland, 70 and 270. Two airports in the Washington area will likely remain closed through Sunday, Reagan and Dulles. Almost 3 feet of snow and high winds are making snow removal on the runways and parking lots difficult. Add to that the closure of roads and public transportation, and the airport authority says it's unlikely normal flight operations will resume Sunday. Amtrak trains are running along the Northeast Corridor with a lot of empty seats. Spokesman Mark Maglieri says travelers are having trouble getting to the trains.
We fully expected there to be light travel demand today. That's why we've modified the schedules for today, and we'll have modified schedules on Sunday.
A Duquesne University basketball team and a Temple University gymnastics team, whose buses were marooned on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, are heading home. The head coach of the Temple team says players kept a positive attitude during the 24-hour ordeal.
We just passed the time by the girls sang, they danced, they did each other's hair. We watched all the movies that we had twice.
This is AP Radio News. Authorities in California are searching for three dangerous inmates who escaped from a jail in Santa Ana.
Officials say the men cut through half-inch steel bars and plumbing tunnels at the Orange County Central Men's Jail and used a makeshift rope to rappel from the roof of the maximum security facility about 40 miles southeast of Los Angeles. Orange County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jeff Halleck says it was very well thought out and planned.
5 a.m. on Friday morning, that's the last time that we can confirm that they were physically in the housing location.
The men were unaccounted for at the 8 p.m. count. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
More details are emerging about a deadly school shooting in Saskatchewan, Canada. According to AP correspondent Rob Gillies,
9 people were actually shot in the school, so 7 have been hospitalized. 2 were killed in the school, a teacher and a teacher's aide.
A suspect is in police custody. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Saving money on everything for your next project, now at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Whether you're pouring a walkway, concrete slab, or setting a post, we have the right product at the best price to complete your project. Shop our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.